extra time is exactly how I find out what's going on in the MLS.
Get lost. Get lost.
Maybe this podcast has influenced me a little bit as well.
Everybody up here, every single day, goes into the office, into the laboratory, to try to cook up some great stuff for you guys.
That's why he's here.
From New York, New York, you are listening to Extra Time. I am Andrew Wiebe with my partners in soccer, Kalen Carr. Kalen with the C is here. David Goss is here. It's like the apocalypse out there, boys. It's yellow. There's smoke everywhere. These wildfires in Canada. It's choking our lungs, Kalen. The world might be dying, but I know it's not. I know everything is right in the world if this Lionel Messi deal is indeed done. He wants to come. He says he's coming. He says there are details to work be worked out. We're waiting to see if those get worked out. And there's a statement from Major League Soccer. We're pleased that Lionel Messi has stated that he intends to join Inter Miami and Major League Soccer this summer. Although work remains to finalize a formal agreement, we look forward to welcoming one of the greatest soccer players of all time to our league. Allow me to edit that statement to welcoming the greatest soccer player of all time to our league. There's ifs, ands, and buts here. There's qualifiers. Again, the deal is not done.
I woke up. I woke up this morning. I had the same statement from Anders about Kalen, saying Kalen's considering coming on ETR today. There are still some details to work out. One of the greatest podcasters, though, in MLS.
And I'm encouraged because that deal got done.
And Kalen is here. We sealed that deal.
What a historic day.
A wild day.
An almost unbelievable day.
Mm-hmm.
Still a surreal day. Do you have any?
I feel like the weather has.
I do think
added,
the weather has fit perfectly
it's
for
added
the moment.
This, like, surreal. Like what's happening outside?
Or is this a futuristic sci-fi movie? Are we going to be, walking solo through an abandoned city? And
yeah, but we've been on this messy watch for how long? I don't even know. My whole life, it feels like.
Our watch will never end. It's, it's like the wall in Game of Thrones.
So, and how many mornings have you woken up and been like, you see a tweet or two? And I was at dinner last night and I was watching a number of tweets started building, and I was with a bunch of non-soccer people.
I was about to say, who were you sitting at dinner with that was just watching you watch your
Not
phone?
Not a very good dinner guest.
No.
Yeah, that's a whole
But it's
topic.
Messy.
I mean, yeah, but I put it back in the group chat.
It wouldn't matter. Those non-soccer friends, if you looked up and were like, I think Lionel Messi's coming to MLS, they would all get it, immediately.
Well, most of them were like, no, I don't see that happening. And none of them really follow that closely. A lot of them were people that I was, would watch the World Cup matches with and be on Messi watch, every match he was playing in. But now today, I mean, it's like still, of course, we know that it's, not everything is final or anything like that. So you're still kind of like, it's a weird place to feel because you're like, I want to jump.
Nervous.
Like,
let me dance on this table.
Know what
like,
to do.
Ole, ole, that sort of feeling.
But it's like, we've been on, it's very hard. We often talk on the show about like historical moments or the league and the 1.0, 2.0. What are these like? Big moment, so it's very hard sometimes to recognize that moment when it's upon you. But this feels like it would be, right? I mean, it has to be this big, the world's best player ever coming here. It just won the World Cup like a few months ago. It would be insane to think about. And for this Inter Miami project, I mean, I was sitting here last week talking about the expectations versus reality have never lined up here, but this was always kind of like the promise on the other side of the horizon. And if this is happening, it would be incredible.
If it were to happen, by the way, there would be a chance, if my calendars are correct, that he could win the 2023 Ballon d'Or, which would be the first one since he won the World Cup while being a current MLS player.
Yeah, when is that announced?
I think October.
Okay.
So that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about a guy with a legacy and a guy with a history. We're talking about the guy who carried his team to the World Cup months ago in front of the entire world and did it with his greatness and his excellence, being on the field week in and week out across Major League Soccer, in Leagues Cup. Fingers crossed if it goes right with the Birmingham Legion tonight at UAB Stadium, maybe even an Open Cup. that's the world we're in. First of all, Juan Agudelo, you know I always have your back, so I'm obviously pro Birmingham Legion. But if it doesn't go your way,
I gotta tell you, we had some tweets, and I agree with them. You win the Open Cup, you're in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, which is a whole.
Ugh, don't do that to me today.
I know.
Don't bring me down today with the names.
Deal that we don't have time to get into. This is going to be a truncated show today. We've been trying to let facts percolate, trying to understand as well as we can what's going on with this situation. We know, but probably as much as you listening do. We have the statement from Major League Soccer. We've heard Lionel Messi in his interviews in Barcelona and otherwise. I guess in Paris, that's where he was, speaking about why he chose not to return to Barcelona for many reasons, why this was the destination that he has now identified as the one that he would like to pursue and will pursue. And you know, I hope to see a statement soon that says we're pleased that it's not just an intent from Lionel Messi, but that the deal is formalized. Of course, we know that this is a – I don't actually know. I take that back. I assume that this is one of the most complicated things – to get over the line that you could possibly do with a player of this stature. Let's talk about the day real quick before we go into something just sort of bigger, which is sort of the if this happens, what would it mean for Major League Soccer? What was the day like for you, Dave? Like, what was the first moment where you thought, oh, hey? Because we had the tweet from Apple TV yesterday that was the, you know, the Lionel Messi sort of like destinations in his life. I forget, it's like Argentina, Barcelona, Qatar, etc., and everybody's sort of sitting around like, oh
yeah, but they have a movie coming out, right?
Documentary. Right, it's a documentary. Yeah. So immediately you're like, oh, okay,
right,
calm down. But today it felt like something was coming. It felt like there was a momentum, felt like there was something brewing, and it just never stopped and still hasn't stopped, and I don't expect it to stop.
And what's been interesting, I think, as Kaylin mentioned, is like we've heard for a year, it's been over a year now, where it's like one day it's this tweet and then we start the show with, well, this, and we don't know, but this is what we're all hoping. And in the end, what we're all hoping is that Messi will come to Major League Soccer, because however it happens and whatever the details are, whatever it is, doesn't matter to all of us. We love soccer and it's pure joy to watch this guy play. And the atmosphere around him is next level. I mean, all of us, I covered the World Cup. We did a daily show at MLS. Anytime Argentina plays, everyone jumps in. And they're like, talk about Messi, right? People are so enamored with him that everything's next level. And so I think for me yesterday, like Kaylin talked about, it was sort of like, let's see, right? I don't want to get too far. I don't want to get too high.
Protect your heart.
And then as some more felt somewhat concrete, potentially stuff came through, I've kind of been at a loss. And I can tell you, I came home from school in middle school and I went and bought a USA Today with the poster of David Beckham when he signed in this league, and I still have it. I cut it out of the newspaper because as a kid, I knew that that was a big deal. I didn't know why, I didn't know how, but I knew that was a big deal, and I remember watching the Chelsea friendly on ESPN where they followed him around to see if he would play. I don't know how to quantify the X times that this will be, both because you're going from Beckham to Messi, and respect to Beckham. Messi's arguably the greatest player of all time, inarguably a top five player, inarguably probably a top three player. He just won a World Cup. So we're talking about on-field levels and off-field levels that I think are unmatched. And then you start thinking about the league. And like, as amazing as some of that Beckham stuff was, if you live in Nashville and you say, I want to go see Messi, you're going to walk into Geodis Park. That is the best sports facility in the state. It's not like, oh, it's the Titans Stadium and we close some seating, right? It's not going to some former stadium or Minor League Baseball.
I mean, I watched David Beckham score goals from half field at Community America Ballpark, which is the home of an independent league baseball team in Kansas City. And it's a beautiful place. And that field won best pitch in the league like 2 years running. But again, it's an independent league baseball park. And they had seats. It had green monster seats to watch soccer. And he was scoring midfield goals and arguing with fans afterwards.
And now think about him going to St. Louis and playing in that building. And so I think what's exciting and sort of hard to quantify and figure out, but where you sit is how the league is so much more set up now, where if it activates, if he comes, if people connect to him, if everything happens that you dream could happen because of Messi, I think the setup is so much higher. I mean, you'll have 30 teams in the league. So it's not just, well, when is Beckham coming to my closest market so I can drive to get there? every market has a team and has a team that has a facility and has stadiums and has their own star players that you can fall in love with. What if Hany Mukhtar cooks against Inter Miami, the double step overs, and Hany Mukhtar is a global superstar? Like, that's the stuff that wasn't really possible when Beckham first came. And I'm just trying to use something to put it in context. Yeah. And you could say Rooney's and Zlatan's and Schweinsteiger's, whatever, but none of it's in this category or at this time.
I love David Beckham. The moment David Beckham arrived was a big one for me as well. I was in college. I was thinking about what I wanted to do with my life. And I decided after Beckham arrived, I started watching MLS on Fox Soccer Channel, and I wrote columns in my student paper. And like the ones that they greenlighted to get me going were about David Beckham. But that, like, even that little snippet, that media environment that was in, just pales in comparison to the media environment that exists now for society, but that also exists around Lionel Messi. I mean, Lionel Messi, he's the biggest star in the world, no?
Oh, yeah.
As an individual, he is the most known, most respected, most sort of admired, not just sportsman, but I would 100% argue person in the world. I mean, I think that I saw a tweet that just said Miami gained 1 million followers on social media in the 10 minutes after Messi said his intent was to go to Miami. Just his intent. Like, you were a player when Beckham was here. How do you think this changes the league if it happens?
Well, I was in MLS just for one season before Beckham, and then
just the Nino.
Yeah. And then Beckham came, and the shift was seismic. It was huge, because, like, it was still really cool. Don't get me wrong. I loved playing in Major League Soccer before that. It was awesome. But just the amount of attention that was on not just the games where we played the Galaxy, but, you know, the Galaxy games. You mentioned the Beckham cam. You just saw it on TV way more, like, just all channels. Everybody's covering it, let alone now the way that this Apple deal is set up where it's, you know, global. So the idea that it's so easy just to tap in and be able to see him in Argentina or in any, which, you know, to this point we'd said more of like, oh, that's really nice for like the family of players that are playing are Brazilian and haven't been able to watch their players, or, you know, your growing interest from fans abroad. But now it's like this opens this whole new, you know, realm, basically, to see Lionel Messi, which, you know, has draws from all over the world. But I think, you know, from a domestic standpoint, yeah, like every game I played in against Beckham, I got to play in two finals, like MLS Cups, the way that that added this extra star appeal to the biggest match that already was the biggest match of my life, but then was on Beckham's last game. And, you know, you try to change the script where you're saying, oh, I'm going to try and flip the script on this, or the amount of eyes that are going to be watching this globally were fully changed because of Beckham. And now I think we're set up so much better, like you mentioned, from an infrastructure standpoint, as far as stadiums, training complexes, you know, existing supporter culture, all that. But then also now from a media standpoint, to be able to really sort of show this league and, you know, show what we've already known to be an amazing league with developing young players and talent and bringing in players that are coming in here and then going to abroad. Or Thiago Almada were standing up and saying, we've got a World Cup winner here. I was like, well, we actually might have the World Cup winner here. Like, that's a whole nother level to think about. And then the last part is just for me too. 2026, the World Cup.
I was just going to say that.
Coming here, Copa America 2024, like the runway that is coming now as far as just the momentum that's going to be behind this from – if he comes, like, I'm still just like waiting to see it in my own mind. Potentially be like, just, I had to rewatch the video a couple times to hear him say Inter Miami. But just like, yeah, I think that momentum heading towards 2026 and what it can do for the sport in this country is just massive to think about.
And when you think about this, we're talking about a lot of different avenues. We're talking about soccer fans around the world. We're talking about soccer fans in this country. And then we're talking about people who aren't soccer fans, because that's what Messi is.
Right.
Messi is the star. People watch LeBron James play in the NBA Finals because it's LeBron James, even if they're not basketball.
You just want to see greatness.
And you want to see this thing that maybe no one in the world will ever be able to say, I saw Messi play in person. I've seen Messi play in person. Someone just reminded me, 2008, Giant Stadium. Tim Howard was on fire in that game. I think it was a 0-0 draw. But that's like, that's what, 15 years ago? And that's the type of things you remember. And so, like you said, it's greatness. It is star power. It's potential. It's Miami. Like, it's, this is not just like Messi landed where he landed. And we don't really know where that is on a map, but we know who Messi is. We're talking about and we said this from the moment this team came into the league, one of the seats of Latin America, one of the seats of power of Latin America, both from a cultural point of view, from a business point of view, from a lifestyle point of view. Like, Miami is a place that all of Central South America and the Caribbean looks to. And so he's going to be there. He's going to be in a city that everyone on the planet knows and knows because of its, you know, how big it is and lavish and all those types of things. So now you're going to throw the guy who's the most famous person on the planet into that setting. Like, that's all the things that this potentially has. And that's where the excitement comes from, of like growth of the league with soccer fans in this country and Canada, growth of the league with soccer fans around the world. And then who can you convert to soccer fans? And all of that is a gain for MLS. That's always been the conversation. What is the rising tide? Where are the boats? Is it making more people soccer fans? Is it converting current fans into MLS fans? Is it trying to go around the world, like you said, and now you have this global reach? You, without trying, Messi will tap into all of them by himself.
The thing also that should be said about David Beckham as well was, he didn't just come here with the idea of just trying to compete and win, which he did, but he had this bigger idea of trying to grow the sport here and being an ambassador for Major League Soccer, for the sport, and for the sport in this region. So I feel like there's the fact that Beckham is the owner of this team.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it's poetic in so many ways that he would be the one to do this. In addition to the Moss brothers, who we'll talk about in a second, who have done incredible things. And if this gets done as well, it will be sort of the icing on top of what has been a sort of jaw-dropping and rapid arrival in the league as owners who are willing to throw money around and to get things done. Yeah, I mean, you know, David was just in Paris, right? Taking the pictures.
look at the first name there. You and Davey.
David and I have, you guys have sat together. Yeah, as close as you and I.
Like Bielsa and Anthony Hudson.
Oh, exactly. You know, there's a kindred spirit there, a brotherhood.
Are there people around the world who are going to start learning Anthony Hudson jokes because of us?
Inside jokes of...
How many fans around the world are going to know Mark Kanji's name because of Lionel Messi?
Speaking of, Gianni says, quote, "I'm dreading extra time for the entirety of the time Messi is in the league." Again, we will just clarify. if Messi is in the league, we hope that Messi will be in the league. We are sort of operating with most of our...
He's already been on extra time, I feel like, just with the amount of times we've talked about it.
I mean, how many thumbnails on YouTube?
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
So what does this mean for... I guess let's dig more into what it means for MLS. Like, we understand in broad strokes sort of the attention and everything else. I sort of see it, if it happens, as a call to... inspiration for other markets as well. Like, if Miami can do this, there's not other Messis. But to me, the beauty of our league and the way that it's structured is that you can have a different approach and still be successful. I'm not sure that's entirely the case in a lot of leagues in Europe. Like, in a lot of leagues in Europe, you really have one approach, which is you're going to accumulate all the players, you're going to have more money than everybody else, and you're going to Man City your way, or Bayern Munich your way, or Real Madrid your way to the top. But in MLS, the way it's structured, you can do it like St. Louis is doing it.
Yeah. Also, Messi potentially will have to play in a midfield with David Ruiz and Benjamin Kromoski.
I think that midfield is going to change.
Which is beautiful. Yeah.
Take my kids out of that midfield.
Exactly. I mean, I'm here for that. But
Bryce Duke sacrificed for this.
I would hope if this happens, other teams are saying, not just, hey, let's take advantage of the fact that Lionel Messi's in our league, but let's try to raise our level and our attention to detail and our project and our investment to a level that brings us onto, if not the same level, because like player to player, nobody's going to be on the same level as Messi, but project to project, that we can look Inter Miami or we can look FC Cincinnati or whoever it is in this year, because it changes, in the face and say, we are aspiring to be the very best.
I disagree with that.
You don't want that.
I disagree with that. That's the question here. Miami has to meet the standard of LAFC, of Seattle, of these clubs that have been doing this, winning championships. And this is, you know, just to be clear, they have not lived up to that.
This is not the culmination the culmination of their project. It's the beginning, sort of, right?
But, I mean, I don't even know if you can categorize this. It's like this whole other thing. It's this comet that's coming to arrive here. Now, but going back to the Beckham point, it didn't go well for Beckham to begin in MLS.
That's true.
Remember that. It did not go well at all. There was Grant Wall, rest in peace, his book that came out about, you know, the Beckham experiment and the way that it didn't
Rude
go.
Hullet.
Yeah, it didn't go well at all. And over time, he had this longer arc that was able to kind of restore and reestablish and then eventually reach the mountaintop. I don't know if this is going to be a straight shot for Messi and Inter Miami to being the super club of MLS that everybody has to chase, but it's going to change. But similarly to the way that it raised, even when Beckham was struggling and that team was struggling, it still was, you know, completely a game changer as far as what it meant to the league. And there's no way it's not going to be. I think it's going to be much bigger than that. You're going to want to watch every single second, every rondo. I want to see training. I want to see. I'm getting to
Steph
the
Steph Curry style.
Early.
Everyone
like,
shows
yeah,
up.
You
yeah.
have to see. You can't miss a second of it.
So I will say this in terms of that ambition or however you're terming it.
I guess it's just don't limit yourself.
For like, sure. But
dream the biggest possible dream you can. And that might have different parameters for different markets, different owners, different GMs, different coaches, different players.
But I would say I think all of us have been in conversations with people who work for teams who say we were there. They just picked a different team. Right. Our offer was equal for X player who didn't come to MLS, but they picked a different project or they wanted to go somewhere else or they wanted to go home. And I think now you're back in the running in a different way in a lot of those conversations where maybe
if he signs,
maybe
even if he doesn't, maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. Yeah, but maybe St. Louis is talking to a few strikers and saying, would you want to play here? And one of them is Roberto Firmino. And he's saying, I think I want to go back to Brazil. And now he re-looks at things and says, well, Messi thought about coming here. And wait, now let's take a look. Almada is here. Yeah, maybe this is the move for me. And so I think that's a way in which, in your own way, right, Philly's not going to go out and try and sign three French internationals. But in their own way, can they, as you said, reach for the sky? Can they up their level? Can the players you look for be closer to their prime? Can the guys that you go out and get, can you make a harder pitch to say, no, we do want you to be a part of this team and we want to sign you to a 5-year contract. We want you to be here. It's not just to flip you.
Yeah. Also imagine going to Argentina to the next big talent in Argentina and saying, oh, we have Thiago Almada. And they're like, oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely.
That's tight. Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, and we also have Messi. So it's like, I think it does
the beauty
change.
Is that you don't have to say it, right? Is that you don't have to explain that to anyone.
Yeah.
It's just sort of this aura that follows you around if you have Lionel Messi.
Yeah, I think it does open up the door for more big players. And I think also when you think of Copa America, the World Cup, just in general, there's always a push around that. And I think especially there's going to be a big bump for MLS. That was always going to be the case, but I think this just like adds just like a huge. Yeah, I don't know. I keep saying like a meteor or a comet or something just like coming in and just.
It felt like
so
that today
energy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like you look up in the air and you think, oh God, what is that hurtling toward us? Run, scream.
Yeah.
Like hug each other.
Just
like,
a forest
cower.
Fire in Canada. That's all it was. Yeah,
it did sort of seem that way. I mentioned it and talking about ambition and how you get these things done. Again, if it gets done, we just have to keep saying that because it is not done yet. I have to give the Moss brothers tremendous, tremendous credit for even getting to this point, let alone being what seems like on the brink of a historic signing, not just in North American soccer or American soccer, but in world sport. I mean, not just soccer, world sport. When you think about the start of this thing, remember when the Inter Miami expansion bid was seemingly sort of like floundering? Like they had an announcement, it didn't happen, then the Moss brothers stepped in and all of a sudden, whoop, here we go. Throw up a stadium that's, you know, short term for them ultimately, but beautiful in Fort Lauderdale. Got the training facility up. It's amazing. Got through, you know, Southern Florida politics to get Freedom Park done. And now here.
Is we going to cry about Inter Miami?
I'm about to cough and I'm trying
to. Oh, man. I thought you were going to cry about Inter Miami. I'd be like, this is a new one. We're on the Weeby crying meter. New high.
My eyes were watering, but I was just holding onto that cough. I couldn't
it's
do
the
it.
The air quality. It's.
I think it's.
Yeah, but this.
I think it's
this,
incredible.
And this was one of those things, which is like in the past, and we all mock it all the time of like ex players thinking about MLS like it's a team. Right. So and so is considering his next move. It could be China, MLS, or West Ham. And you're like, MLS not a team. And then you'd come back to it. You talk about Henri. You talk about Gareth Bale. And you're like, well, it would be LA or New York. And then Toronto has inserted themselves into that conversation. I think Atlanta as well. But Miami is a market where everyone wants to live. And so having a team come to Miami made something like this possible if it happens, because that's a selling point and that's a possibility to sell. There was no team there. And so you had that gap that you kind of could feel, and Orlando has filled it with Kaká and Nani and in their moments. But is something like this probably isn't possible if Miami's not a market that MLS is in. And so, like you said, to be able to have the Moss brothers come in and then push things.
Yeah, they also started during 2020.
Yeah.
That was their first season in MLS. So
they also signed Rodolfo Pizarro as a super expensive DP.
Yeah, they've made some mistakes.
Do we want to talk about the team on the field as we sort of imagine what Leo Messi walks into, or do we want to save that for a completely different day? I'm told that we have 10 minutes until
I just think
the
if you
studio
have a guy like Chris McVie firing balls into Messi's feet on the half turn, that's kind of what you want to set up. Those are kind of the moments you're looking for in a game. I can't wait for Doyle to be here, because Doyle has this ability to like very quickly flip into like, this is normal. And like Zlatan will score from half field, and the next game Doyle will be like, well, what you want to do is like pull pieces apart so Zlatan can get open 45 yards from goal, like on the left. And he says it like it's normal. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
And the way Perry Kitchen, you know, shadows him to make sure defensive responsibilities go elsewhere. I mean, where do we go from here? We have 10 minutes and I'm sort of at a loss, as I have been all day, as, you know, as Guillaume comes out and says this is happening, and we're like, wait, is it? I mean, this is a legit source. Then Fab Romano comes, and then all of a sudden here's Miami and Jorge Mas tweeting he's got the 10 shirt with the C on the back. It's sort of built into one of those days that you don't forget about where you were, how you experienced it, what happened, if it will happen now.
It's also very nice, another opportunity for Kalen to tell his Cuadrado Blanco stories for another 2 or 3 years. I think it was really nice
and
messy to relive.
Yeah, the half-life on those just keeps getting flipped.
I was going to say, we did beat Beckham with Cuauhtemoc.
There we go.
On the last day of the season to keep them out of the playoffs.
Mesh it all together.
MLS, don't forget, John Thorington with a goal.
From a soccer point of view, I think there's a few things you could say. One is like, who cares?
Messi's
going to be worth watching, and Messi is Messi. If we were digging in, it's tough because Gregory and Jean Mota and then the whole team that was built was right, which is like you have a ton of coverage, a ton of defensive solidity. I mean, they would have legitimately two starting international center backs, a goalkeeper of the year finalist and now a USMNT goalkeeper, a World Cup veteran at right back, two center forwards who are pure goal scorers that finish chances. Like, it all makes sense. Gregory's obviously not going to play this year. Mota's out for a while. I think they've done well with Arroyo. Now you're hearing rumors around Busquets. I don't know if you've heard of him. Sergio Busquets. So he might be a starter for Inter Miami if that's a decision.
I don't think
we're
done with rumors in Inter Miami.
I don't think we are either. And they might be able to open up more DP space. So there's the potential where it's like this and Messi could drop in if he were to come, and it could make some sort of soccer sense. So ridiculous.
By the way, they don't have a coach right now. Like, yeah. They have an interim coach.
Well, The Athletic is reporting Tata Martino.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense, right? I mean, he's won a title in Major League Soccer. He knows the league well. He knows Joseph Martinez, got the best out of him in the past. Like, you bring him to Miami, knows exactly what to do. He's got the relationship with Messi. That feels like an absolute no-brainer. You have to make that move. I think if you can get him, then
11 games at Newell's for Javi Mo, by the way.
Okay,
just throwing that out there.
Respect. Yeah, I mean, right now, and yeah, absolutely should be a big part of things moving forward, but I just think this team has no midfield right now. They're literally just like playing a bunch of young homegrown players and trying to piece it together. Arroyo's come in, been all right, I think. I don't think he's up to the level of Gregory, so it's still a big miss there in the midfield, and so they have to make changes. I think they still have some flexibility to potentially go out and get another designated player. Is that right? If they go out?
They'd have to move.
Leo Campana is a young DP. I believe he can be bought down.
Okay.
And then Rodolfo Pizarro is also their other designated player, and they have a buyout. I'm not saying they would use it on him. I have no idea what they would do. I'm just saying there are cap mechanisms that they could play around with.
Sure. But this team might look this team.
And they only right now, I think, have one under 22 signing in Emerson Rodriguez.
All right. So do you guys watch 360 the last weekend? Okay. Well, they were going on about it was Taylor and Sasha, and both of them went out and said that they weren't going to make the playoffs if they got
Messi. That's ridiculous.
And I was like, wait, what? Like, they're 6 points away from the playoff position.
Don't say that about any team under any circumstances, even if they don't change a single thing on their roster in this league.
You could just have like...
You could take it like almost to the end of the season and I would still be saying that.
You could just have like a good week.
Are they MLS Cup favorites? I don't know.
No.
Are they going to win Supporters Shield? Definitely not.
Can they make the playoffs? Oh, you better
100%.
Believe it.
Definitely. Yeah. And if you get in the playoffs...
Last year they traded for Pozuelo and they turned around and made the playoffs. I know he's not Pozuelo, but if Messi could give you something similar in style and the flow
Has he
of
been
the
an
game.
MVP in Major League Soccer before?
No.
Has he been the MVP of the Belgian League? No.
Zero. He's never even played in
he's
Belgium.
He's only won 7 Ballon d'Ors.
All right, so I've got a question for you, Goss. Is he fall under the David Goss theorem? Like, are we maybe asking too much of him to begin with? And then year two is where we really see the best of Lionel.
Listen, it's really hard to move countries and settle in. You get your family right. Like, it's tough. So, yeah, I think it's fair to say that around May of 2024 is where you'd hope to see a player like a Lionel Messi, if he comes to MLS, start to get into his flow.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah.
It won't be that different from...
Golden boot draft? I think we have to add him.
When
do you have Campagna?
I do have Campagna. Oh, yes.
Does anyone
we were
going to
do the golden boot draft update today. We had a whole deal on match day 18. We were going to do many things, and then it all sort of
we're
going to
break down.
It flitted away in a sea of Lionel Messi reports and hope, and we hope that this gets done. Again, I'll just keep reiterating: it is not yet done. We have just a couple minutes to wrap here. Any final thoughts on where your head's at right this moment?
If this were to happen, I think it's. One of the 2.0s, 3.0s, 4.0 moments in MLS history.
Yeah, there's a before and after. I've been joking all day. There's a before Messi, after Messi.
So shout out to all the real ones who have been with us and who have been a part of this and who have cared for guys who have played in this league, for people who have coached and cared and built, but mainly supporters.
Yeah.
Right? And I can say I would take the bus from Port Authority to get to Giant Stadium to watch MLS games because
and if you've been
Guillermo
to Barros
Scolotto versus Juan Pablo Angel was going to be the new River Boca. And like, it was exciting and that type of stuff. And Amado Guevara. So I think there's a lot of people. I'm getting texts from people and keep texting me because I'm feeding off the energy of everyone. If this were to happen and if this goes down, like, it's just cool for a lot of people. And credit to a lot of people who have put in a bunch of hard work to make something like this happen, including... if he comes, Lionel Messi, for putting in hard work to be a good player at soccer.
Now, it's hard. It's actually really hard to come up with some sort of sensical, thoughtful answer here. But yeah, I guess just like thinking about being there for, some of those early years. And then when Beckham came and how that changed things and then trying to just conceptualize how things might change. I think the league already feels so much bigger, not just by the expansion, the amount of teams, the support, like the stadiums, all that.
Quality of play, even.
Yeah, quality of play, the polish, like it just looks better now, right? Everything looks just beautiful. And so the idea of not just, I think the platform is there. And so, but this big piece, I don't think it can be understated or overstated how big he's going to be here if he does come. And I just think the idea to like still be a part of covering the league or a part of seeing, witnessing this growth and being a part of it is really just cool.
I definitely could not have imagined this particular moment, even the if moment, not even the done moment. I remember the early days of covering the league and interviewing Peter Vermees and go back to Community America Ballpark and literal restroom facilities. We have come a long way as a league. Every club has come a long way. Some have a long way still to come, which we see. But I go back to the ambition and I go back to the possibilities and what MLS and what soccer in North America can be. And this is sort of that, oh my God, it can be that. Lionel Messi could see that and say to himself, this is the best place for me and my career. And I think it would be like Beckham. I don't think he would come here if it was just like, hey, stop along the way, deuces after however many years in his contract. It seems like the United States, seems like Miami, where he already owns a home, is a place where he's trying to build something. And if he comes to any team in any part of the world, it doesn't matter where it is, there's a legacy that is being built in that moment. Whether it was Barcelona for so many years or PSG, if it's Miami, obviously with Argentina, things change. And it won't just be his immediate vicinity that he's touching. The entire thing will have to change. And I'm at a point right now where I don't want to try to predict where that will go because I don't know. But I'm fascinated, and I hope that we can eliminate the if at some point here. But I'll read it again before we get out of here. The statement from Major League Soccer after insane day on this June 7th, I guess. I don't even know what day it is at this point. Throughout the day, reports coming out that Lionel Messi signing with Inter Miami. The statement from Major League Soccer is that, quote, "We are pleased that Lionel Messi has stated that he intends to join Inter Miami and Major League Soccer this summer. Although work remains to finalize a formal agreement, we look forward to welcoming one of the greatest soccer players of all time to our league." And I never thought that I would read that statement. And I hope that I'm reading an even more definitive one at a later date. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening. Sorry we couldn't hit all the minutia we normally
Congratulations
do.
Congratulations to RSL.
Yeah.
Chicho Arango. Chicho Arango. That's awesome.
In what world would we skip that?
Yeah. You know? It's going to be a massive deal. You've got Savarino and Andres Gomez whipping in cross. Demir Krylak or Rubio Rubin running off him, knocking down balls. That's great for RSL.
That's how the story ends. They beat the Galaxy 2 in the final 2. MLS Cup. David Beckham.
Alvaro Barreal with the Golazo, FC Cincinnati, perhaps marching to their first trophy. Match day 18.
The year is 2023. It's winter. Eastern Conference Finals at FC Cincinnati. Weeby in the march to the game against a potential Lionel Messi Inter Miami.
That's I'll be there for that first. Right, I had the whole. I listened to the show. You guys had the whole All-Star ballot ready for me, just laid out the welcome match, and we didn't get to it. But we'll get to it on Monday. All right, enjoy the weekend, everybody. Full coverage, MLS Season Pass, MLS 360. I'll see you on that show, as well as MLS 360 countdown ahead of every single match for those pregame shows. Adios. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be right back.